Is Michael Garfield.
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the high-tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The high-tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your high-tech Texan.
The high-tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets.
The high-tech Texan.
Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
You are listening live. Well, at least plausibly live for the High-Tech Texan Show, coming to you on the west side of Houston, Katy, Texas, exactly live from the one-year anniversary party. Look at this and listen to this. The Fire Disc flagship store. Listen, if you've listened to my show for about a year, you know exactly what the Fire Disc is. It is the ultimate propane cooker. This is their big store. 1 year ago this week, I was here with the big launch, and today they are celebrating. They asked me to come out again. We put the deal together, and boy, did I bring everything for you as I look around this beautiful store on a great Saturday in and around Katy, Texas, Houston, Texas. Look at that. Hey, guys, they are selling as many as they can. All the Fire Discs, the gear, the accessory, ready to go for your backyard, for your camping trips. What a great pre-Black Friday sale. And by the way, we are going to be talking about a lot of Black Friday deals that I've been seeing, because we're less than a week away from officially Black Friday. But we're going to call this, oh, I don't know, Burnt Orange Saturday, which is really not the greatest color combination this year. The Fire Discs, they're getting ready to fire them up, pun intended. Because my guys, Griff and Hunter Jagger, the co-founders and the owners of the company, they personally are throwing a lot of food on the Fire Disc. They are making it so you can actually see how easy it is to make and how yummy it is to eat. Guys, what do you have? What are you making? You're going to make. So this is what you can't do on an actual grill. They're going to put grilled cheese. You're going to make some gumbo, some chili. I see some sausages over there, I think. And speaking of which, I got another great opportunity. If you're listening from out, actually, doesn't matter if you're listening in the local Houston area, but if you're listening from anywhere in the world and you have a hankering for real Texas barbecue, there is a company that just launched not long ago. I invited them here. You heard them on my radio show with an interview a few weeks ago. It is called True Boy Barbecue, TRUBOYBBQ.com. They're based here in the Houston area where they do it. I smell it right now. They smoke turkey and the brisket and the sausage and the pork, and they wrap it up and they put it in an unbelievable ready styrofoam, frozen, ready to you, and they will ship it anywhere. We'll have a special promo code later this show, but they're here also. Jairus, what's up, brother? Go ahead and pop that stuff on. Cooking has started. They're going to be, pork slider? They got pork sliders coming on and everything. All right, if that's not enough, we've got Carbach beer, we've got Buffalo Bayou beer, and who wants to finally taste my bourbon? You know I've been pimping it hard. Real true Kentucky bourbon. It is called Ruddles Mill bourbon. I brought 3 cases? Because I don't want to have this open bar. If you are of age, come in because we're sampling bourbon. So, quick recap. Bourbon, beer, barbecue, and Fire Disc. I'm sorry, it's not all alliteration, but it's pretty close. It is in La Cintera, which is Katy, Texas. Folks, here's how you get here. You go the Grand Parkway, which is a big round circular kind of loop around the outside of Houston. It's the Grand Parkway. It's called Highway 99. You exit at Cinco Ranch Boulevard. That is La Cintera. It is a gorgeous, huge outdoor shopping center. Plenty of free parking. You can't miss the flagship Fire Disc store. It's kind of right near on the corner of Cinco Ranch Boulevard. Come on in. I am here for the next 2 hours. The party goes until 9 o'clock tonight. They've got giveaways. They've got a band coming later. And if that opening of about 4 minutes didn't really fire you up, I don't know what will. I will tell you, we will go through the regular high-tech Texan show. 20 years, people, I've been doing this. Has my voice changed? 20 years I have been doing this, and this is my favorite time of year where I get to recommend a lot of these products. I get to take your emails. I will take your phone calls. Maybe we'll put some phone calls through. We can do this technologically where I am now. It is 713 212-595-0. That is Callum. He is on the other side of that glass wall. You can ask me any question. Hey, Michael, listen, is this the time of year to buy a high-definition TV? If so, is there a brand? Have you seen deals? I have spent some time over the past 2 to 3 weeks perusing through a lot of Black Friday deals. In Black Friday, traditionally, as we know, it is the Friday after Thanksgiving. That is when so many sales and so much profit allegedly come in. All of the stores go into the black, meaning they make a profit versus the red. Nowadays, Black Friday has really become Black November. I've seen Black Friday sales since the end of Halloween. The stores, and I'm going to go through big box stores, physical ones you can walk into. I got something here from Walmart. There's Best Buy. Here's Target. If you want something online, Amazon.com, I am here for you. I will tell you about the high-def TVs. I will go back and I'll give you some anecdotes. 10 to 15 years ago, HD TVs, HD TVs, maybe the digital TVs were around 5 years or so, and they were relatively expensive. This was a big deal. This was a big time of year for them to be discounted. And you would go to the big box stores, and you'd have to line up at 10 o'clock at night after your Thanksgiving meal. Maybe they would have 10 units. Maybe they would have 50 units for the first 50 people in line that you can get them for maybe a few hundred dollars. You can generally find a high-definition TV for just a few hundred dollars year-round right now. I have seen a few that caught my eye that may be worth it. But again, what else is hot right now? Well, I will tell you, how about streaming sticks? Streaming is all the rage. And yes, if you do get a new TV, odds are they are going to have a built-in streaming service because they're smart TVs, which means as long as they can get in an internet connection, either Wi-Fi, maybe plugged in. Yes, you can get your Disney's, your Netflix, your Hulu's, and your Roku. But for older TVs, you also can go get a kind of a USB, maybe a little thumb drive, HDMI connection or so. You could plug it into the back of your TV. I've seen some folks, they're as low as $15. Roku is selling one probably in about 3 or 4 days. And you have to follow me online on my, let's go Twitter, High Tech Texan. I'll give you a link of where you can get a Black Friday Walmart deal for a $15 Roku stick, but also Amazon, the Amazon Fire Stick. I saw also one for $15. A lot of things out there for sale. So we've got a big show, a packed show. The food is grilling. The food is smelling good. The beer is cold. The bourbon is on the rocks. There's just tons of stuff happening over here. Get your butts. If you're in my listening audience, actually, if you can hurry and get here before tonight at 9 o'clock, you could take part of the great sales, the great deals, the 1 year anniversary of the big Fire Disc store, flagship store, the west side of Houston, Katy, Texas, La Centerra, C-E-N-T-E-R-R-A, La Centerra. Just go to firediscookers.com. You can find a map and you should be set to go. Coming up, tell you what, we're going to go grab Griff Jaggard. He's going to tell you exactly what he's cooking. I'm going to ask him why in the world he's actually showing the UT. The Longhorns are playing right now. Why is he putting me through this agony? Why do I want to do a show watching my Longhorns possibly move to West Virginia? Many other things coming up. We're having a great time here. It is Michael Garfield, the long-running high-tech action show. Happy Saturday, people. Back to the High Tech Texan Show. What a gorgeous Saturday morning. Should you be listening live right now across the Southeast Texas area, KPRC 950 AM. If you're listening somewhere outside of that market, well, you actually have all day to get here to Katy, Texas, where I am, because this is the 1 year anniversary. Just a big party going on. Look at what's going on here at the Fire Disc store. It's in La Centerra. I just gave you the address. We'll continue to be live and talking about it, getting ready to eat because there's some food coming off that beautiful Fire Disc. I'll be on air until 1 o'clock, so hurry up and get here. A few things going on, and before we continue with the regular program show, I want to bring in Griff Jaggard. Griff, a regular partner here of my radio show because he is one of the co-founders of this product, of this store. Griff joins us. Griff, do me a favor over here. So I bring my radio show, the staff, the gear here to set up for this big 1 year anniversary show. There's so much stuff going on. and you're dissing me by showing my UT Longhorns games happening right now. I mean, you can't torture me, my man. This is a bad season for us.
Well, we may have it right. I didn't want you to be lonely. I mean, gosh, you're a gung-ho UT guy, and I know that's tough, you know, this year because they have not had a great year, and I'm a Red Raider, and we have not had a great year either, and we're actually we just hired a new coach, so we'll see. But yeah, if you want to torture yourself and watch them, I'll be happy to put it on. Raiders are playing, I'm gonna have them on too.
I know we're flipping around, but it just letting you know, let people know it's fun. I mean, this is such a great store. You've built it. This is the 1 year anniversary. You put TVs in up here. You've got music always pumped in. There's so much stuff to do and very family friendly. And I got one eye on the game, but two ears on the radio, one mouth on the microphone. So I also have the other half of my mouth, Griff. You're getting to whip out some grilled cheese that you're doing on a fire disc. And for those so you got to tell us about
nobody knows that, you know, if you want to cook a bunch of grilled cheese, you know, why not put it on the fire disc? It's basically taking your stove outside or your pan outside. So yeah, we're going to be cooking that up. We'll probably do some quesadillas as well. And we're going to be frying up some bacon too. So we're going to mix in some bacon grilled cheese and bacon quesadillas. So it's going to be awesome.
You heard him, people. Get fat before Thanksgiving so then you can go.
Well, you got to prep. You got to prep. You can't just dive right in. You know, you got to be ready for it.
It's stretching your stomach. It's really what it is. It's really what it is. I look around here and people listen. I know we just, the store opened up not long ago. We just came on the air 15 minutes ago or so though, but look at how many people are coming in and they're starting to sample this stuff. This is the 1 year anniversary. And, you know, I've known you for quite a while, well before this store opened up. And when you told me that you're opening a flagship store, I was kind of scratching my head. I'm wondering why, because you have a great network. You are in hundreds and hundreds of locations. Your product is in hundreds of locations around the country. Mm-hmm. I walk into Bucky's, I see them. I see them here at Bearings. They're in some of the Ace Hardware stores. You've got a lot of traction. Tell us again, now that you're 1 year into it, why open your own store?
Well, it's just part of building our brand. And, you know, it's such a good way to show off, you know, all the different products we have and how they all work. I mean, everybody likes to, you know, such a visual tactile learner. Why not come in and touch and feel it? Plus, it gives us the ability to team up with other partners. Like, we sell Yeti stuff out of there. We sell RC Ranch meat out of there. We sell Fish Hippie shirts out of there. So we've got, you know, a lot of stuff. We got mostly fire disc stuff, but yes, we have other partners in there too. And what a better way to see it, touch it and feel it out of your own store.
No, it's beautiful. In the store, again, it's in La Centerra. For those who do not know, it's in the heart of Katy, Texas. Take the easiest thing for me, Grand Parkway, which is 99. You exit at Cinco Ranch. It's right there on the west side, and you can't meet it. And we're here on the end cap. You got a really nice space. You're right next to Ambriza, plenty of free parking. And on a day like this, this is ideal. I mean, look how gorgeous it is. And, you know, the kids are running around outside. They're inside. What a great day to bring out the family. Plus free food and beer. And how about this bourbon, brother? Have you checked out my Ruddles Mill bourbon, Griff?
I was checking it out on Facebook the other day. Yeah, it looks amazing on the picture, but I'll be the judge tomorrow when I taste it.
No, hold on. I'm going to pour one right now for you. Okay, here you go. Here you like it on the rocks?
Yeah, I do like it on the rocks. It gets a little stiff for me. I'm not a wuss, but I do like to cut it with a little ice. So yeah, drop in a little ice for me and I'll taste
right now. Stand by. We're going to make this. But anyway, the point is that some of the things, let's quickly tell the folks once again what's happening. I brought some Ruddles Mill, which is straight Kentucky bourbon, a longtime partner of mine. So I'm pouring and sampling that, should you be 21 years or older. You also got some beer. You got a number of different beer partners, don't you there, Pa?
We do. So you have one in your hand right now, as mm-hmm. I can see.
That's right.
Yes, the Carbach. Carbach is one of our close partners. I love those mm-hmm. guys. And then also mm-hmm. Buffalo Bayou Brewery. Mm-hmm. Also great, great partners of ours. So yes, we like to help promote them as much as we can, for sure.
There's a lot of drinks. And also we've got another special partner guest over here. I know you like barbecue. And the funny thing is you do sell some RC Ranch. And RC Ranch, the Wagyu beef, man, that is tough to beat. And I know you sell it packaged right there. So when you walk into the store, you've got it right here in the corner. I see it. And there's a big refrigerator. But there's a relatively new company, Jairus, who runs True Boy Barbecue, and you see him over there setting up. This is it's real quick what Jairus does, and he was on my show talking about 2 weeks ago. He's a great pit master, and what he does, and especially for those of you listening who are out of the state of Texas right now, if you're listening on the podcast, what Jairus does is he smokes these phenomenal meats. He's got turkey, he's got pork, he's got sausage, he's got baby back ribs. And what he does, he vacuum packs them up. He's got this unbelievable, really sharp, gorgeous ice pack chest, and he sends them out all over the country. It's a great holiday gift. Griff, he's here and he's bringing some of his meat and he's heating it up on the fire disc. Another great use of the disc.
Oh yeah, I can smell it from here. It smells amazing. But yeah, I got the chance to meet him and check out his stuff, and I'm glad he's here today because it is super awesome. And I understand he's got some turkeys too for people as he well. Does, yeah. So and I'll probably be buying one of those.
Exactly, and actually, I think he has some for sale. They're huge turkey breasts. I don't know how big this thing is. I don't know. It looks almost 10 pounds. If you do want to come by here at the Fire Dish store, he is selling specifically right now, only today for the next few hours, some of his turkey, so you don't have to worry about it. Of course, I'm getting sales. Hey, Garf, is this a Black Friday sale they're having? Are there store specials? Griff, I'll throw that one to you because I do see a lot of sales going on here.
There are. We have giveaways every hour here that are awesome. So come in. I mean, kids, family, everybody's welcome. Yes, we do have some awesome sales going on right now with our clearance cookers. They may have a scratch or two, but or a blemish or two, but they are on 50% off today. Whoa. And today only. So you come by and grab them because it is hot ticket. You don't want to miss out on this one. When they're gone, they're gone.
That's good. Well, listen, it's so great. I was here to kick it off 1 year ago. I guess we're going to make this an annual thing. It's fun. So I'll be here live on the air for the next, hour and 45 minutes. I'll be hanging around. After, you know, I'm hanging around because there's more food and drink, Riff, and football.
Of course. So, yeah. Why would you leave?
We got a band coming in tonight. Matt Sticks, yes. Is that what it is?
Matt Sticks will be here tonight live, from 6 to 8 tonight. So should be fun. They may show up a little earlier gotcha. Too.
And then we have the store is open to 9. La Sentara, check it out. It's firediscookers.com. You can see what's going on. This is absolutely one of the neatest, greatest products or gifts that you can get the holiday season. And I know people are, thinking, Black Friday's already started. And throughout the show, I'm going to give some Black Friday rundowns across so many different categories, including phones and TVs and cars. But really, it's tough to beat something that is so portable like this. It's tailgate season. It's backyard season. And this is one of the co-founders and co-owners. His name is Griff Jagger. Griff, get back there. Go. Would you hurry up and go flip me some grilled cheese? And then we'll come back
I'll
here later
it.
Next hour.
I'll do it. Grab me a cold beer, too.
Yeah, just one? by the way, I just checked Vegas. Over-under is about 12.5 for you today, okay?
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm on the books.
You are on the books. Griff Jagger, if you need him. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to have some grilled cheese. Follow me on Instagram because I'm getting ready to blast off all of these neat photos. And do me a favor. Instead of looking at my Instagram photos, if you're here and around the area, get y'all butts to the Fire Dish store in La Sentara. That's how it works. It is Michael Garfield having fun here at the one-year anniversary of Fire Dish right here, La Sentara. 950 KPRC, the High Tech Texan Show. Back at it again, bottom of the hour. If you were listening live, if you're listening on podcast, well, I guess this is called segment 3. If you are podcasting, actually not listening live on a late Saturday morning in November, it doesn't matter where you are when you listen. That's the neat thing about podcasting. You could take the dulcet tones of my voice and just call me up and listen anywhere. Download the iHeartRadio app. You can also find it on Spotify, Anchor, Google, Apple, and wherever. Great. And I really mean great podcast are heard. Michael Garfield is the name. It's called the High Tech Texan Show. And I do talk about so many other consumer products, but 'tis the season. It is technology because it's Black Friday. It's, I guess if you really want to get technical, we're 6 days away from a Black Friday as I do the show. But Black Friday really started a little while ago. By the way, we are live right now from La Sentara, which is the big shopping center in Katy, Texas. We are at the Fire Dish store, FIREDISC. We are getting some good grub, firediscookers.com. My guys from True Boy Barbecue. I'm not a pork man, but they're serving up some pork sliders on the Hawaiian rolls. I'm just looking at people are crowding around me right now. I'm looking at all the people over there. They're coming out left and right, and they're just smiling. No, do not come up and touch me or shake my hand with the pork grease on your fingers. Use a napkin, please. Grilled cheese is coming on. And this is some of the many things that you can do in the Fire Dish. It is portable, great for tailgates, great for your backyard. I've got two of them in my backyard, one in my backyard downstairs and one on my second floor right outside the kitchen. Easily collapsible. I take it to tailgates, camping, and wherever. And I know they got some great deals, so come on out and see us. I'll be here until 1 p.m. Central Time live. And the big sale goes on the one-year anniversary tonight till about 9 o'clock. And we'll go through some Black Friday deals. I guess, thanks to Griff Jaggerty, one of the co-founders here, and his brother Hunter, just talked about, I guess this considered a Black Friday sale, pre-Black Friday sale. And that's really kind of some of the stuff we, you know, kind of wanted to talk about when it comes to the Black Friday. Because if you think about it, Black Friday for years, it hasn't been just one day. It's a week. It's a month. It's a season. And the big event, quote unquote, it's here. It's now. I mean, so you've got retailers online, the brick and mortar. They've already outlined. They've shown their cards. They've got their full plans and specific details for, I guess, let's call this Black Friday week, which almost starts now. Pretty big price cuts. Apple devices. I see a lot of headphones. If you could find online availability of the great PS5 or the Xbox Series, maybe you can. A lot of these retailers, I love it because it's a marketing ploy. A lot of these retailers, quote unquote, leak their slate of prices in little newspaper circulars and online days before they leak it. They ain't leaking. They put it on their own darn Twitter feed. Oh, here's a sneak preview. So there's a lot of stuff going on out there. And some of that stuff going on has to do with TVs. And I look at the emails coming in. I see you guys, Michael, and you're sending me links. I clicked on a few of these links during their quick commercial break, and I'm looking, and I'll give you my quick opinions. And actually, let me see if I can run down some decent deals. And, you know, I'm not compensated. This is not an endorsement. I can only wish it was an endorsement to tell you to go buy a specific TV or go to a specific electronic store. Nope, this is pure. I think they're decent products or great products, and I think they're decent or really, really good prices. I saw one here. This is a 50-inch Amazon Fire TV, specifically the Fire TV Omni. Breaking news, Amazon has its own TV. 50-inch, $150 off. The price would be $360. All right? So, long, and I'm reading this, I'm looking at the specs over here. It's a pretty basic picture quality. The thing I like about this is you can use your Alexa voice commands and the TV is going to respond. Because that's because the TV has built-in microphones. So if you think about it, it's basically an Amazon Echo speaker with a very big screen. I mean, seriously, it's what it is. There's the standard Fire TV smart features. At some point soon, it's going to be upgraded to work with Apple AirPlay. Where is this? This is on, obviously, it's on Amazon. It's an Amazon TV for Black Friday. They took $150 off the price, both for the 50-inch and the 55-inch. And so you're going to get a 50-inch for $360, and the 55-inch is $410. Okay, I got you. I see you. Not bad. They come in other sizes, too, but they're knocking $150 off. That's pretty big. Let's look at a bigger one. Let's look at a 65-inch TV. I have a 65-inch TV. Believe it or not, it's in my bedroom, which probably is too big for my bedroom because my bedroom is my laying bed and I watch TV. You have the ideal. There's a formula of how big of a screen you really want depending how far back you sit from the TV. And I know my parents are listening, and you grew up with your mother, and she says, don't sit too close to the TV. You're going to go cross-eyed. You want to sit a good 9 foot, at least 9 feet back, maybe 12, maybe 15 feet back. Once you're 15 foot back, though, then you can start bumping up into the 65-inch sizes or so. Here's a 65-incher. This is at Walmart. This is a Samsung TV. Now, I am a Samsung fan. And it is let me give you the price, $568. $568 at Walmart. This is a Walmart. And if you want a big screen, I will tell you Samsung, it is one of the most popular TV brands in the world. This is a pretty darn good price for a 65-incher. I'll tell you this too. You're going to get very confused with a lot of acronyms in terms of HD, UHD, QLED, all these things. And a lot of the time, they mean the same thing. Like UHD. UHD is Samsung. Samsung, it's ultra high definition. Technically, there's no such thing as ultra high definition. Samsung just created and trademarked it so they can call their Samsung TVs ultra high definition. Sony has got their Q series and everything else has got extra high definition. Doesn't matter. Do you want 4K? Pretty much you're getting them a minimum of 4K TV. If all TVs, they've got to be at least 4K right now. That's not a big deal. Do you want 8K? I'm still not on the 8K bandwagon. There's not a lot of content already on cable or Dish or whatever that's even in true 4K. You can get a number of DVDs, the Disney stuff. Yeah, that's 4K. But 8K, I mean, unless it's an absolute steal of a deal, I wouldn't worry about it yet. As you've seen, TVs, the prices of TVs from 15 years ago, they have dropped so low. I mean, low. I mean, and I'll say this again, and people still don't believe me. The first 50-inch flat screen I got, I had relatively just started my high-tech Texan brand. So we're going to go back to 2002, 2003. And was it the home theater store? I had a 50-inch Hitachi flat screen, hand to God, $12,000 for a 50-inch screen. Okay, I just told you there's a 50-inch screen for $360. Okay, so prices are dropping. And what I'm saying is by the time 4K, let's just say 8K, are standard, maybe it'll be in our generation, maybe not. Maybe TVs will be $60. I don't even know. I got about a minute and a half before we pop out of here before a commercial break again. Here's a 58-inch Vizio for $600. Now, yeah, okay, now think about it. I just said there's a 65-inch for $568. Here's a smaller TV for more expensive. If it's a Vizio model, what you're going to get here, you're going to get a higher quality. You're going to get a high dynamic range. You're going to get a variable refresh rate. Refresh rate is something that you see the letters HZ, hertz. Absolutely, you want at least 60 hertz. And if you can find 120 hertz, that's what you want. That's how quickly the screen refreshes. If you watch sports, if you watch football, if you watch soccer, something that moves quickly, you want that refresh rate to go quick so you can keep up with the runners and the balls and everything. You don't want any lag time. You don't want any ghosting from images on there too. Hertz is very big too. One more real quickly. I see now they're getting expensive. I mean, do you really want to pay something well over $1,000, $1,200? Yes, listen, if you have if this is going to be your main TV, in your main living room, in your main area, your family room, where you're going to watch, and you do have a 65-inch, maybe even a 75-inch, or even larger than that, and you want this to be the TV, this is where you're going to have your parties, this is where you're going to have your football watching things, yeah. It's absolutely worth to go high. Maybe look at a Samsung QLED series. Those are going to be $1,400 or up. You know, TCL may not be a name brand to you. It is to me. TCL, they're doing a really big job of coming out with smart TVs. That's really my preference, smart TVs. I'm going to take a break. If you've got anything specifically, why don't you send me an email, michaelgarfield@iheartmedia.com, or you can also pop me a tweet because I'll call, I'll name check you. I'll make you, well, if you think you're famous by being on radio, I'll call your name out. At High Tech Texan, HIGHTECHTEXAN. All right, when we come back, what do we got for you? Well, I'll tell you what. You want to talk about games? It was 20 years ago this week that a new gaming system was released. I'll tell you, the latest special edition version was just released yesterday. You will not believe how much this cost. There's only a few out there, but is it worth it? No, but it's a fun story. Back. Happy Saturday. We are live. Of course, you know where we are. We are at the one-year anniversary of Fire Disc. Food is just coming out. There's beer, there's bourbon, that's fun. And look who, you know what? If you mention food and there's some samples and some cocktails, look who just walked in. Hey, get over here, brother. It is the garden goober himself, Randy Lemon, my longtime buddy and cohort on the radio. He's on our sister station, KTRH. What are you doing here? Oh, it's not because if I was here. No, you wanted to see the boys cooking up get the grilled cheese out of your mouth, dude. Come on, man. Get over here later and sit with me. Randy Lemon is here. That alone, attraction. Without the sale, big stuff going on at Fire Disc. That should get you out here. La Sentara in Katy, Texas. Randy, I'll tell you what. Randy, are you a bingo player? You ever heard me talk about Triple Crown Bingo? Because you don't live far from it. It's on the northwest side. I need to take you. I need to take you, if you haven't been, it is bingo, and this is great because it is money, my man. $5,000 minimum cash paid daily out here. It is at 10535 Jones Road. And I'll tell you this, next week when everybody, when your families come in and you are bored of them, you are sick of them, and you don't want to sit in your house anymore and snack on all the leftovers, why don't you take them to something fun, someplace fun? Go to Triple Crown Bingo, Highway 290, near Jones Road. Go to triplecrownbingo.com. The kids can come too, and the kids can play. Kids 7 and above, they actually can play to win money with the supervision of a parent or guardian. But I like it because it is the high-tech bingo. Not only do you have the little paper and the little colored daubers, you can rent these tablets. They're electronic tablets that have bingo cards loaded that will play the game for you. So as they call the numbers and letter out, you don't have to do anything. You just have to watch your screen, and when it starts flashing bingo, you yell bingo and you collect your cash. Fun stuff. I certainly know on the Black Friday, on the Saturday weekend, they're going to have some extra games out there. There's a lot of money to be won, and that certainly can help this holiday season. It is fun. Tell them you heard it on Michael Garfield Show, Triple Crown Bingo. Randy, I will take you out there. But yeah, if you win, bro, I'm going to have to take a commission, if that's okay with you. We got about five, six minutes left to the halfway to happy hour. Happy hour has started here. We have got Ruddles Mill Bourbon, which is phenomenal. RuddlesMill.com. This is what you need to stock up on in your house for the holiday season. You can sample it right now out here where we are. You can also taste some. We've got some Carbach. We've got some Buffalo Bayou and some other things going on. I'll tell you this too. This is funny. Here's something in the news that you guys didn't see. This. Did you see that in for 24-hour news cycle, I think on Thursday, this really was an interesting topic. If you're a basketball fan or if you're an entertainment fan, out in Los Angeles for 21 years, there has been the place where the Lakers play, the Clippers play, Michael Jackson, Kobe Bryant, they had their, you know, kind of funerals and wakes, if you will. It's called the Staples Center. It's right in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. Beautiful building. It's called the Staples Center because Staples, the office, home office store, bought the naming rights 21 years ago, and it was a lifetime deal. Apparently not enough people are buying staples and glue and envelopes and paper, whatever else they sell, because the Staples Center as of Christmas of this year will no longer be called Staples. If you haven't heard, there's new naming rights. Crypto.com. Crypto. Yes, as in cryptocurrency, crypto.com is the name of the new arena. And so on the Christmas Day, I think the Lakers and LeBron, they play on Christmas Day on ABC. They will be coming to you live from the crypto.com center. And they'll have the new name out there. And it's just, it's drawing jokes. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, it's just, you know, what this does to me, it really kind of solidifies the fact that cryptocurrency is, it's a very big thing right now. And if you don't understand it, crypto is everything from Bitcoin to Ethereum to SHIB to Dogecoin. It's you know, kind of, it's a non-fungible, you know, dollar, if you will. But they paid $700 million for the naming rights. $700 million naming rights for, 20 years? About $35 million a year, which is the highest. And I track this stuff. Generally, you're going to get $15 to $20 to maybe $25 million a year for naming rights, like NRG Stadium in the Houston area and Minute Maid Park. Those are, you know, those are deals anywhere between $10 to $20 million roughly. This is a $35 million a year deal. Now, A, it's in Los Angeles, second largest market in the United States. B, you've got two basketball teams for now playing there. You've got every major concert going there. You've got it's in the heart of LA. Great branding when you take pictures. I understand why it's more, but this is a lot. And people are saying, well, we're never going to call it the crypto.com because we've known it as Staples Center. All right, well, think of this. How many people in Houston still refer to where the Rockets used to play as the Compaq Center? Wait a minute. How many OGs call that same location the Summit when it initially opened? It's right there on the Southwest Freeway. It was the Summit. It was Compact Center, and now it's the Oasis of Love, brought to you by Mr. Joel Osteen. That sometimes is not open during hurricane season for sheltering people, neither here nor there. It's do you still call Enron Field, or do you call it Minute Maid Park? That's a different one. Enron Field didn't last long. It opened as Enron Field, but it switched, I don't think more than what, 2 to 3 years. And since then, for almost, I guess, what, 15, 16, 17 years, it's become Minute Maid Park. I mean, it's going to be called Crypto.com for a while, unless Crypto.com goes bankrupt and they're going to have to revert it back to the Los Angeles Municipal County Stadium or something like that. And I'll say this is because am I selling out by saying for not only $35 million, maybe I'll set the bar at $2 million, $2.5 million. I literally would change my name. I would change my name from Michael Garfield to whoever the sponsor. And I'm looking at you, Hunter and Griff Jaggard, because I could be Fire Disc Garfield. And the price is right. You want to talk to my agent, I would do that. And I'll leave you this. You got about 2 minutes. I want you to think about this while we take a break coming up. Would you change your name for a sponsorship dollar? And how about this? I saw this. This is also an interesting one, too. I got this email, and I don't know if they were promoting it. It's a press release, but I really thought about this. I was falling asleep, and I thought, would I do this? This is out of Anaheim, California. There is a company called BillboardHomeNFT.com. BillboardHomeNFT. NFTs are hot at the non-fungible tokens. These things are selling for a lot. Get this. They are looking for homes that are owned, okay, not rented or leased. If you own a home, they want to paint your entire house. The windows, the awnings, and the entire outside of your house. They want to paint it to put a billboard outside. And they will pay you, I think, 10,000 non-fungible tokens. If this is, would you do that? Well, first of all, I don't think my homeowners association would let it go. And I live in a kind of gated community where I don't think there's not a lot of drivers by. There's not a lot of passers by who I don't think we're going to get the eyeballs. If I lived on a lake and there's people on the boats out there and it's summertime, I absolutely would paint the back side of my house with something, some beer company, billboard home NFT. This is the way we're going right now. Would you drive a car that was wrapped for a year that had some sort of advertising on the thing? I actually did that. I had a Toyota. Was it a Land Cruiser or was it a 4Runner years and years ago? And it was a kind of a hybrid. It was a hybrid, and I was trying to promote hybrid. They wrapped it with my logo on it. It said High Tech Texan. I drove this thing for over a year. But you know what? They paid me to do it, and it was a free car. You would do it too. Shut up, people. I would. You would. I would. We'll get your calls and thoughts. You know how to reach me for your comments. I'll mention your name. Just follow me on Twitter at High Tech Texan, HIGHTECHTEXAN. Halfway to happy hour. I'm going to go grab some grub here, and I hope to see you at least for the next hour. Come on out. We're at La Centera, the Fire Disc flagship store, 1 year anniversary. It is the High Tech Texan show. Party time.
Is Michael Garfield?
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the High Tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The High Tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets. Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
Still get chills when I hear that opening. That's my name, and my name is Michael Garfield. As of right now, because no one has bought the new naming rights to me, I'm more than happy to call myself Crypto.com Garfield, should the price be right. We just talked about that on the other side. We are halfway through the end of this show on a gorgeous Saturday in Houston, Texas. If you're listening live, it is just after 12 noon. If you are listening on the East Coast live, well, it's after 1. I got one eye on the Texas Longhorn game for some odd reason, and 2 ears on the radio. Thank you, people, and look at the crowds. That we're taking the show live on the road today. We are at the Fire Disc store, Fire Disc Outdoor Propane Cookers, celebrating their one-year anniversary. We were here 1 year ago with the radio show to open it up. They had us out again. They are cooking tons of stuff on the actual Fire Disc. You hear me talk about it. You probably have them thanks to my recommendation, thanks to my promo code, Garfield, my last name, is going to save you 20% and get you free shipping to your door. But you can come over and pick one up now. I'm more than happy to sign it, to devalue it. There's my buddy Randy Lemon. He's the garden goober. He'll sign it if you want it. We've got snack samples. There's my guys from True Boy Barbecue. Jairus, True Boy Barbecue. He is heating up some pork. Are that pork sliders on Hawaiian buns? I didn't have any of that. But anyway, I have had that turkey, man. He is giving away a package. Check out TRUBOY, BBQ.com. True Boy Barbecue. It's based in Houston. If you're listening outside of the state of Texas, it is a great thing to have because they smoke it. They shrink wrap it. They put it in this overnight styrofoam with dry ice, and they will ship it anywhere. And they've got some specials going on. You can win one right now. What is it, about $100, $150 value? Come out here, maybe. We're giving this stuff away. And if you want to even buy, he's selling his turkeys, turkey breast, already smoked. That, hey, tell you what, Jairus, that makes your Thanksgiving day really simple. That's a good call, man. So that's more time to watch my Cowboys beat the Raiders this coming Thursday, and just heat up the turkey breast. So there's, and we got beer, there's Carbach, there's Buffalo Bayou, and of course, Ruddles Mill, man. Why don't you try finally? Come out, sip. I'm pouring. I got a heavy hand when I'm sampling and pouring brown water. This is Ruddles Mill. It is straight Kentucky bourbon. It's about 94 proof, and it is great. This is something that should be on your Thanksgiving, your holiday table. So anyway, there's the setup of what's happening now. I told you could come by the Fire Disc store to pick up your Fire Disc, your outdoor propane cooker. They got great deals going on. This is the portable. You can take it to, it's, you know, you does everything. It's a grill on steroids. Yes, not only can you heat up things, he's making grilled cheese. You can't do that on a real grill. I mean, they got chili, you make gumbo. It's three pieces. You wrap it up, you throw it in your trunk, and you go to a tailgate party. It's everything. You can come here and get one. You can go online to firediscookers.com. Use my last name, Garfield, for a 20% off, and it's free shipping. Now, it's not the cheapest thing to ship. I mean, it's not massively heavy, but it does come in a big box and everything, and so it's a little cumbersome. But within 2 days, it will show up at your front door. I bring this up because this story I saw about porch pirates. It's an interesting name. I love the alliteration, but it's not really funny because porch pirates is a very scary thing this holiday season. And what a porch pirate is, these are the bad people. Bad people who steal packages from your porch after they're delivered by Amazon, UPS, FedEx, or whoever. And Americans are spending, get this, about $63 billion worth of shopping online. $63 billion of online shopping this holiday season alone. And a lot of people aren't going to protect their packages once they're delivered to your door. And how do you fight this? How do you fight this? It's tough because there's a lot of dollars, and who's at fault? Is it the delivery service? Is it you? Is it your neighbors? There's a rising number of online shopping, which means package theft could mean headaches for you, the shoppers, the retailers, because they have to have refunds for stolen packages and whatever. Now, odds are you're likely to receive a refund for a loss, but the supply chain troubles that you know we're having, the time sensitivity of the holiday shopping, it does mean package theft can bring a ton of stress to your shoppers. And a lot of people, you don't have protection in place to curb the package theft. How about this? About 15% of this one poll I saw, they plan to spend money on holiday shopping, saying they ain't going to do anything to prevent package theft this holiday season. I'm surprised that number's that low. Relatively few people plan to use technology, to use tracking, to use video doorbells, to use outdoor cameras, maybe even leaving your lights on. How about putting a car in your driveway? How about asking a neighbor to keep an eye on the house? These are things that you can do to stop porch pirates. I mean, there are nasty criminals out there. How worried are you about this? Me, and I'm not saying I'm not worried, because that's just an open invite for porch pirates to come to the Garf household. I live in my house. I'm in a gated community. I live, my neighbor across the street, Robert and Kathy, they're wonderful people. It's a nice couple. They, I think personally, keep Amazon.com in business every single day. And I think on the weekends too, there's an Amazon truck that comes up and to deliver something to their front porch. And they're right across, I can see, I mean, their house is relatively close. It's no more than 50 feet from my front door. And I look directly into their front door. They look directly into my front door. I can see it. They're pretty good about getting packages. When they leave town, and they do leave, they have a house in Galveston for the weekend, they'll let me know, and I will pick up their packages, and I'll put it in my garage. That's what neighbors do. The other day, I got a package. It was sitting there for no more than 20 minutes, and I knew it came because I got the text from UPS saying, hey, you got a package. My neighbor, Robert, he takes a picture of the package in front of my front door, and he texts it. At this point, he doesn't even need to say anything. He just shows me a picture. And I know what that meant. That's code for it. Hey, man, you want me to get this for you? So I responded. I said, no, I'll be home in 30 minutes to pick it up, but thank you so much. But the point is, folks, do something. You do not want to be a headline on your local news, porch pirates. Maybe leave it at a neighbor. The other thing to do, it's if you're getting an Amazon, don't forget, Amazon owns Whole Foods. If you live near a Whole Foods, you actually can have your packages delivered at that Whole Foods. They have lockers. FedEx or UPS, I believe, that you can go online to track a package, and you could say, hey, just leave it at the at a nearby UPS store or a FedEx store. You'll be notified when it's there. Then you can go in and pick it up. Those are surefire ways to make sure that porch pirates are caught and nipped in the bud. So anyway, my little PSA from me to you, Santa Claus Hanukkah Harry. So you're welcome. What do you want for the holiday season coming up? I'm going to count down some more Black Friday deals as we continue the High Tech Texan Show right now. This portion of the High Tech Texan Show, couldn't do it without our partners at Wanbridge Homes. End of the year, people. If you're thinking of selling your home at top dollar right now, you really want to buy a new home right now to move into? Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you look at Wanbridge, Wanbridge, based here in Houston. Get this, they build these beautiful homes at several locations all around the city. For example, Conroe, I was up there not long ago, lakesideconroe.com. Let's just stick with that URL. They build these homes, you know, 2,500 square feet or so, two stories, yard, backyard, some of them backing up to some water. They do not sell them. Nope, they rent them. Hot new category, build to rent. You just pay a monthly lease. You can get these things 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, you know, whatever. Like, and it's just like when you lease an apartment, you don't have to worry about the maintenance. You don't have to worry about mowing your lawn. You don't have to worry about changing a light bulb or changing the air filter. If something goes wrong, they're there for you. Check it out. Conroe specifically, they are building like wildfire. You think they're building 300 homes right now. Several of them are built, great model homes. Go up, go to lakesideconroe.com. And you know what? If you want to live in different parts of the city, up in Dallas-Fort Worth area, you may be listening now on the stream, Wanbridge is up there too. So it's lakesideconroe.com specifically. Let's talk about that. Or the main company is Wanbridge, Wanbridge.com. When you mention my name, when you go in, if you're interested and you want to fill out an application, mention you heard this radio plug. Mention my name, Michael Garfield, the radio. If you get approved, they will waive the administration fee. They'll waive that application fee. So you're welcome. I mean, that my name has now become a coupon, which is, you know, it's I'm proud of that. So we appreciate the partnership with there. In other news of, hey, what do you want for holiday season? Black Friday is around us. Certainly, we hope you get a Fire Disc as we come to you live from La Sintera at the Fire Disc store for their one-year anniversary. Just how much money do you really have to piss away category? I saw this. Who wants video games? You know, the Xbox, the PS5, the whole thing. 20 years ago this week, 22 decades, a generation ago, the original Xbox was released. The original Xbox. It's a pretty big milestone for the entire gaming industry. Because it's hard to imagine console gaming without Xbox today. But back then, it was pretty risky because Microsoft was the first American firm to release a gaming system in 8 years. And the company wasn't really well known for being a game developer or a publisher, maybe outside of their Flight Simulator series. Remember, you used to play that on your Windows computer, or maybe built-in Windows games like Solitaire. Who didn't love Minesweeper? Man, Microsoft, you were a genius back then. And admittedly, the Xbox brand really didn't take off until the release of the Xbox 360, about 4 years later. That was 2005. Man, but that OG Xbox made a pretty good showing for its first try. They had a good solid lineup of games. Their big heavy controller, which is, you know, still kind of around. Who has an Xbox? Who has a PlayStation 5? If you don't have an Xbox, let me give you the just how much money do you have to piss away? Get this. And I guess they released this because there was a new movie that was just released yesterday, I think. The House of Gucci. Has anybody seen this movie? I got invited to the premiere, but I didn't see it. It was Lady Gaga's in there, and I don't know. It looks kind of interesting. Gucci has made an Xbox Series 10 for the 1%ers. And it's a collab. And you know what? You know why they did it? It's for idiots like me who are in the media who just want to say, hey, this is interesting. Who in the world would buy something like this? Gucci, they teamed up with Microsoft. There's a special edition Xbox Series X, the 10. It will cost $10,000. And the Xbox itself is wrapped in Gucci, the logo, just like the belts and the shoes and the buckles or whatever. I don't even know what Gucci sells. They sell all this stuff. And it's a bundle. It has the console. It's got two wireless controllers, and it comes in a very fancy Xbox Gucci carrying case. Oh, by the way, it comes with the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, in case you were worried. It's laser-etched Gucci and the iconic Rombi design. Rombi, that's actually what it's called. Well played, man. Very nice. 10,000. You just got about 2 minutes of free love for this Gucci thing. They only plan to sell 100 of them, 100 hand-numbered units. They just went available 2 days ago. I wonder if they're sold out. Come on, man. How much money do you have? $10,000 for a gaming console that you could probably get for $500. Man, that is just... Do you automatically win every game? Should you play it? You better. That is just cray-cray. But these limited edition collabs on every product, almost every category, they're always fun to talk about. And this is why they do it. They do it for media hits and whatever. Kentucky Fried Chicken, every year they come out with firewood that smells like fried chicken or mashed potatoes. Kentucky Fried Chicken this year, they have a sweater that you can wear, a sweater that has a built-in hot pad holders. So when you deliver a bucket of fried chicken to your neighbors or your families when you go for holiday season, you don't burn your hands. It's whatever. The biggest one, and I had a big conversation. A lot of people sent me this. I am the biggest Reese's peanut butter fan. Reese's is probably the greatest candy, maybe one of the greatest foods known to man. Reese's, just this past week, they created a limited edition pie. It's a Reese's peanut butter pie, an actual size of a 9.5-inch pie in a pie tin. It is 3.5 pounds, and it is nothing but a Reese's. Now, yes, you can make this stuff at home. People, you cannot duplicate the taste of a Reese's. Oh, I've tried. I've made Reese's peanut butter chocolate, Reese's peanut butter pie. But no, this is an actual Reese's candy bar the size of a pie. They made 3,000 of them. Hershey's Reese's. They made 3,000. On sale, $45. And you're thinking, how many calories? Who's going to eat this? Blah, blah, blah. This pie sold out in minutes. They will not make any more. I now go on eBay. People are flipping this Reese's peanut butter cup pie. Saw one as high as $450. 10X. Come on, man. But again, I just talked about Reese's for another minute and a half. That is good. I would love, I wish I knew about this soon. I really would have got, I would have eaten the thing. It would have taken me probably a month and a half, probably more calories than I generally eat in 2 months. But this is what we, so the ultimate, before we take a break, got a minute and a half. What is, and I'm gonna give you the phone number, what's your, the ultimate splurge, the ultimate spend? If you had $10,000, would you buy a Gucci Xbox? Would you spend $45 on a, knowing it's a limited edition Reese's Pie? If you bought that, would you flip it? What's the minimum you would take? 713-212-5950, Michael Garfield Show. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can actually get rich. I'm going to tell you how you can make money. Because I am now going to do the annual segment, Gadgets of Christmas Past. I am Ebenezer Scrooge, the Gadgets of Christmas Past. How much can you get for some of your old gear? The phone you have right now may be so old that you think it's not worth it. Ta-ta-ta, stand by. I'll give you some prices of how much you could sell some things right now. Maybe get some extra cash for the holiday season just in case the Reese's Pies come back on. You can splurge $45, or if you have a lot of old gear like I do, maybe scrounge it together, and you could put together 10 grr to buy the Gucci version of the Xbox. That's what I'm here for. It is Michael Garfield, the High Tech Texan Show live. And by the way, guys, over at Fire Disc, hey, True Boy Barbecue. Go to actually TRUBOYBBQ.com. Jairus, if you want to order, if you have a hankering for Texas barbecue and you want it shipped directly to you anywhere in the country, they will do it, and it is good. They're serving it right now, and they're giving away a box if you hurry up and come here in the next 45 minutes. La Sintera, Katy, Texas, at the Fire Disc Store. How fun is this? Look at all the people over there. Michael Garfield, High Tech Texan Shizzo. Big show continues here. Got about 30 minutes left while I'm on air, but I am multitasking because we're not in studio. We take the show on the road. We are in Katy, Texas, which is a west suburb of Houston. It's Highway 99, the Grand Parkway. If you don't know any about Houston, there's concentric circles built around in highways. There's Loop 610, it's called the Loop, and you know, inside of that is downtown, Rice University, University of Houston, and you know, whatever. Just outside of that is the Galleria area. Then you go out about 10, 12 miles and you've got what's called Beltway 8, the Sam Houston Parkway. And that's a big loop that circles all around the way outskirts of Houston. All right. Now you still got Harris County and many things. Then you pass that, you go out another 8 miles or so. Now you're going to hit, at least on the southwest side, you're going to get Sugar Land, you're going to get Katy. There's Highway 99. So that's the third massive concentric circle. And this thing, Highway 99, if you take the perimeter of it, it's probably larger than many counties in the United States. It could be larger than an actual state of Rhode Island. I'm not even sure we should check that. But anyway, the point is, go out on the west side of Grand Parkway 99. You exit Cinco Ranch Boulevard, and then you'll see La Sintera, C-E-N-T-E-R-R-A. Lots of outdoor shops and restaurants, everything. And herein lies us right now. It is the one-year anniversary of the Fire Disc Store. There is food. There is, what is this? We've got True Boy Barbecue coming off right now. We're getting ready to give away a big turkey right now. Well, we'll wait 45 minutes or an hour before you guys get here before we do that. We've got Griffin Hunter Jaggard, the creators, owners, founders of Fire Disc. They are flipping grilled cheese. What else, guys? Quesadillas, little bacon. That's, you could do anything on the Fire Disc. Come on out and you can have a lot of fun. We're a lot of giveaways. 9 o'clock tonight, the store closes. There's a band coming at 6 o'clock. There is Ruddles Mill, my bourbon we're sampling. There is beer from Carbach, beer from Buffalo Bayou Brewing, and a lot of other fun. There's my buddy Randy Lemon, and everybody just, it's just fun. There's the TV is on, football. Do not tell me the score of the Longhorn game. Don't know. Odds are you're going to ruin my day. You cannot tell me the score of a Longhorn game unless you give me one beer and one shot of bourbon in my left and right hands. I was just talking about collaborations, how two companies will come together. They'll come up with a fun product generally for the holidays. They only make a limited number. They'll put a stupid price tag on it. They'll sell out, but you've got media hits, and that's where the media comes in. So sometimes it's worth it. We've got the Reese's peanut butter cup, which is the size of a pie, an actual pie. That sold out. I just told you there's a $10,000 Gucci Xbox. There's only 100 of them. They're $10,000 each, and who cares? Who knows? Here's another one, too. This is to promote Samsung. And the Samsung people and their PR team know me. I don't know why I didn't get a sample of this. They wanted to promote the flip phone. And by the way, if you've never seen the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3, it's the third version of the flip phone. I have it with me here. So come on out to Fire Disc, and I'm holding it right here. See, this is, look, it's a foldable. Foldable phones are back. Clamshell phones, the flip phone. But when you fold it out, it's actually the full-size screen. It's foldable glass. It's cool. Point is, Samsung, how many of these? They made only 450 pairs. Here it comes. Samsung jeans. Yep. Samsung jeans. So it was Samsung and Dr. Denim. I'm not familiar with this. They unveiled a pair of limited edition blue jeans called the Z Flip Pocket Denim. And there's a big letter Z that was stitched on the outside pocket. So you know you have jeans, right? And you know where the pockets generally are. They're right there by your hips. There's a Z that is stitched that sews the pocket shut. So the pockets actually are not functioning. Wait a minute. They built a actual smaller pocket a few inches below that pocket, so it rests just above your thigh, that, oh, by the way, is the perfect size for the Galaxy Z Flip 3 phone. I see what they did. So they want you to wear the jeans. Don't put the phone in the regular pocket. They actually made a little pocket for the phone. How about that? How much? $1,100 US. $1,100. Oh, by the way, when you buy the jeans, you actually get the Z Galaxy Flip 3. You get it. These are mom jeans, or these are dad jeans. I don't think I would look good in these jeans. Maybe that's why they didn't. They just know that, you know, I'm kind of like very conscious of what I wear, kind of a semi-hip pimp GQ dude. I don't know if I wear it. Kind of make me look fat. But anyway, there's your collaboration stuff. What other collab am I missing? 713-212-5950. Callum, he is back in studio, and he's taking all the calls, and maybe I'll pick him up. But I am monitoring my Twitter, at High Tech Texan. Thank you so much. Feel free to hit the Instagram. I am gramming all the photos, the sights, and the sounds, and wish that I could do the smells of all this great food cooking at the Fire Dish store, but come on out here right now. Speaking of cell phones, now this is an interesting one. This is a topic I haven't talked about in years, but it's always fun to bring it up sometimes. What if you're a parent, at what age do you allow your kids to get a cell phone? At what age do you do? Because when cell phones really came out and they were cheap and whatever, let me go back to when I started my career 20 whatever years ago, I got a lot of questions. Michael, how young can kids be? And my answer was this, is listen, I'm not the parent of your kids. You need a parent your way. If you don't let your kids have any sugar, if you don't let your kids walk alone to school, if you're very overprotective and you don't want them to touch the outside world, odds are if your kids are 18, they may not even have a cell phone right now. You know, in a regular, if you really want to put a number on it, a lot of parents, I think the average age back in the day was 12, 13, 14 years old. Maybe they weren't in middle school until they got something. Nowadays, kids who are even younger, they're popping out of the womb and they're getting a personalized cell phone. Now, does it actually have a cell chip in there, or is it just Wi-Fi enabled? So when you're driving around, you've got Wi-Fi in your SUV, and the kids can entertain themselves on road trips by playing games. Kids see us as parents, as older adults. They know that it's an attachment. It's an appendage to our bodies. We're looking, we're scrolling, we're using our thumbs, and kids are doing it. If not, mom, dad, how often do you let your kids use your phone? All the time. What do I bring this up is because I saw this Dateline Washington, D.C., this holiday season, medical and tech experts warn against gifting smartphones and Wi-Fi-enabled toys to children. And here's the sub headline: radiation risk poses danger to children. I haven't heard the radiation line in a good 15 years. Remember, you know, we were holding our phones up to our head, the radiation was going to hit, which to this minute, I still can't prove that's wrong. But this is the national studies of the National Institutes of Health National Toxicology Program. What is this? Okay. They found cell phone radiation led to cancers in the hearts and brains of male rats. You dirty rat. Keep the change, you filthy rat. DNA damage was also done. Listen, parents, I'll let you decide. But here are the National Institute of Health National Toxicology Program, or the Environmental Health. Here's their recommendations for parents this holiday season to keep safe. And I just say this to fill time, but also let you sink it in. Gift toys, dolls, and games without cellular and wireless connections. Hold off on getting your child a smartphone. Choose a regular watch, Wi-Fi free, instead of a smartwatch. Ensure that cameras have a setting to turn the Wi-Fi antenna off. Teach children to set devices into airplane mode so the wireless antenna are off. Avoid drones as gifts. Set up laptops, tablets, and computers on a desk, and don't let the kids use them on his or her lap. And connect devices to the Ethernet, plug it in, rather than Wi-Fi. Who wrote this? I mean, I hate saying this, people, but this is like the 21st century. Did monks write this? I mean, is this, it's that, I'm not saying it's crazy, you just do with it what you want, but that's tough, man. I want the Health National Toxicology Program founder, I want you to come explain to my kids how they ain't getting a cell phone, a Gucci Xbox, a computer, a laptop this holiday season because radiation is going to hit them. All right. Prove it to me. I just ruin holidays for most of your families, but that's what I'm not here for that. I'm going to give you actually some really good Black Friday sales. Break time right now, bottom of the hour. We are going to give you some more Black Friday sales, and it's car time. Oh, you know I love driving me some cars and trucks. Folks, who wants that new Ford F-150 Lightning, the all-electric truck? I did get to ride in it 2 weeks ago here in Houston. It is super fast. Do you want it? How quickly will it be here? Stand by. Sit in your cars. Well, I'll give you that information coming up. Time has flown. Can't believe this is the last segment of the Michael Garfield High Tech Connection Show / podcast. Wherever you're listening, we thank you for tuning in. We'll wind it up here at the Fire Disc flagship store, La Sentara Shopping Center in Katy, Texas. We'll talk about that the last minute or so. Let me get to some of these things that I teased and I haven't actually paid off yet as people continue. There's so much stuff going on here. When you do a live show, there's this ton of stuff. People are coming up to you. They're asking you to take pictures. You're signing some things and you're giving content and you're shoving in your pie hole with all this great food from True Boy Barbecue and everything that the Fire Disc is making and the food. I talked about gadgets of Christmas past. How many gadgets do you have laying around your home and you think they're garbage, but you actually can turn them in and actually you can make some extra holiday cash? This is from a company called Flipsy. They sent me it, Flipsy. Flipsy is a site online that you can mail in some of your old gadgets, and they will pay you I don't know if it's cash, they'll send you a check, or they'll Venmo it to you. Old iPhones. How old is your iPhone right now? This goes back all the way to the iPhone 7 Plus. This is a five-year-old phone. If it's in good condition, folks, it's worth about $147. If you have an iPhone 11, a two-year-old phone, $345. Now you turn that around, that'll go to about what, a third of a brand new iPhone. If you have an Apple Watch that I just told you that the Centers for National Health Institute weirdos, they say don't get kids smartwatches, but whatever. The Series 4 Apple Watch gets you $109. One of the later ones, the Series 6. $252. Let's go to the, how about this? Who wants a Sony PlayStation? A Sony PS4 Pro from 5 years ago, you can get about 170 bones for that. But go when you go in your attic, people. If you have a PS4, the smaller one, which is only 500 gigs of storage, this is 8 years ago from 2013, you can still get $120 for this thing. I say this, it's because you could be sitting on a treasure chest of a lot of cashola, people, by going into your garage, going into closets and doing something. So, and there are a number of different places that you can do it. You don't have to go to flipsy.com. Sometimes you could walk into Targets or Best Buys in or Costco's or Sam's with cell phones, old cell phones, and they may give you gift cards for those places too. But you know, it's nice little cash that you can put in your pocket. One other thing that I didn't pay off. I talked about cars and trucks. If for some reason you happen to come up here in the next hour to the Fireship flagship store in La Sentara, and you see a big, old, massive, brand new mama red Chevy Silverado, 1500 Duramax diesel, brand new. That's what I'm riding in around this week. I review cars, I review trucks. I get to do this on a weekly basis. I do not promote a dealership specifically. I wish I did. These are cars I get directly from the manufacturer. So the nice folks at Chevy up in Michigan, they let me play with this for a week. It's nice. The F-150 Lightning, probably, would I say that's the most buzzed about truck? I say the buzz, it's not out yet. They're not even officially being made, but there are a handful of pre-production models that the media, nice to meet you, has gotten to drive in. About 2 weeks ago here in Houston, Ford brought in here to Houston, and they let a few select media members ride. They wouldn't even let us drive in it. The new F-150 Lightning. This is the all-electric truck. I do know for a fact that Ford dealerships are starting to take orders, but the fact is that they don't even give you a due date when they're coming. $100, I think, it's a fully refundable deposit, and there's really no guarantee of when you're going to get this thing. $16 million worth of reservation revenue Ford has just for these Ford F-150s. At $100 a pop, what is that? 160,000 people have already reserved this thing. Even at that rate, if only 50% of those reservation holders are converted to actual firm orders, Ford has a year's worth of Lightning production already spoken for, probably more. That's pretty strong. 160,000 reservations before lining up for production. I will tell you this, my quick thought. Well, let me give you a quick thoughts on some of the past few trucks I've been in. The Ford F-150 Lightning, it's very, very fast from 0 to 60. It's roller coaster fast. We did it in a closed parking lot. And actually, sadly, you know what it was? We were there 1 week before Astroworld and the whole Travis Scott incident happened. That's where actually where it was an NRG. 0 to 60, it was a closed course. If I had one of these things in a real world situation, how many times, in a serious question, how many times would I or would you gun it from 0 to 60? You just don't do that in real life because it can get up maybe close to 100 miles per hour. Then you're going to get either a crash, a wreck, or a cop's going to pull you over. You can go out on some dusty road. You have a buddy you want to show off. The only time you go 0 to 60 in something is to show off. You don't do it. What I really want to know is how long the battery last? How many miles? Is it 250? Is it 350? How long does it take to charge? These are questions you need to ask instead of just looking at the starry, oh my goodness, this is amazing. It goes so fast and it's all electric and I'm going to potentially save some money. I don't know. You look at some stats, potentially you don't save money when you get an EV truck, a car. Again, another time, another point. Just last week, I was in the brand new Chevy Tahoe Premium. Man, that is an impressive SUV. $66,000 is the base. I test drove it about at $75,000, everything you need. It is three rows. The way that Chevy has designed that second row, it is so simple for those second row seats to slide up and back. And so even a dude who's 6 feet tall like me had no problem getting in that back rear row. The second and third row, they lie flat, so you can put probably a queen-size bed back there if you really wanted to. Love the telemetrics. The infotainment system, not bad. It's a 10.5-inch screen. Neat graphics. Somebody who is really young and hip designed the graphics on the touchscreen. So, you know, instead of a typical music note, it's got a kind of a really kind of hip italic music note. Google Assistant works with it too. It's a very smooth ride, good pickup. I was in a V8. What was it? A 6.3 liter V8. That thing is like a tank the way it picks up. And so you may want to look at that. So, and I talk about this because people think, oh, he's just a tech guy. He's going to tell you about jeans and peanut butter pies and $10,000 Xboxes. No, I actually do a lot of consumer stuff too, where I'll give you my honest thoughts. When it comes to cars and trucks, 52 times at least a year, I'm in a brand new one for a week. And that's very fun to do. I'm going to go ahead and start closing up the show right now as I wave to Randy Fleming, my lemon head. He'll be here for a while because he's already got rosacea. You drinking wine, bro? No, he's drinking my Ruddles Mel bourbon. You're welcome. We're at the Fire Disc store, and I can't thank the longtime partnership I've had with Griff, Hunter Jagger. There's Big Dog. There's the dad. He's here too. It is the ultimate propane cooker. What a great gift. They have a sale going on right now. You heard Griff in hour one. They've got a few kind of they're brand new. There's a few they're having for 50% off right now because maybe there's a scratch over here. It's an outdoor propane cooker. Folks, these are meant to be scratched. What a deal to get over here for 50%. They've got a band coming tonight about 5:30 or 6, the Matchsticks. The store's open at 9 p.m. 1 year anniversary. Thanks to True Boy Barbecue, TrueBoyBBQ.com. Jairus, congrats. What a great, great business model you have. They ship smoked Texas barbecue anywhere in the country. That is a great holiday gift. I think I just have an idea of what I'm getting my partners and clients for holidays. Hope you're not listening, partners and clients, but you're probably getting some True Boy barbecue. Ruddles Mill Bourbon, until the bottles run out, we're sampling that. Thank you also to Wanbridge Homes. That is the homes where you build and they build them, you rent them, you don't buy them. Lakeside Conroe, go up in Conroe. What a fun, maybe it's a second home. Maybe it's where you rent it. You don't have to worry about anything. And then Triple Crown Bingo. I know I'm taking Randy Lemon over there. Next week, people, if you're sick of your family, go win up over $5,000 worth of cash paid out daily. It's on the Northwest side, triplecrownbingo.com. Flex Tech Resources, Ruddles Mill, Wanbridge, Fire Disc. It goes on and on. We don't do this without partners, and I do thank them. All right, it is chow time. I now will go give full attention to my Texas Longhorns that I really don't want to do. But for everybody who's been a part of this one, including the great Eddie Martini, who runs Houston iHeartMedia, and there's Mark Sherman, Brian Erickson, and Callum, that's you in the studio. Thank you for keeping us on the air. My name is Michael Garfield. Enjoy Thanksgiving, people, my friends. Eat, but then run it off to make sure you're healthy. Right now, signing off from the Fire Disc store, my show is over.